96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is the Christmas holiday edition of Free Your Mind Friday. Time to get it off your chest. And this Friday, we are talking about your bad gift giving and what that could do to or say about your relationship. Well, we got some great folks on with us tonight. We have with us Stacey J. Johnson from Centric TV's reality show From the Bottom Up, and author of Date Girl, 143 Reasons Why Women Should Date Multiple Men. Wow. Why women believe they should date multiple men.
Yes, why I believe women should date multiple men.
Just you.
It's a personal belief of mine, and I can tell you thousands of women across the country as well believe it.
Or at least 143 women.
Ha ha.
Yeah, and we also have filmmaker, activist, and author Janks Morton on the line. Hey, Janks, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing just fine. Okay, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisher, WHUR, or follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Okay, so let us start. Ladies first. Oh, my goodness. I can't even get this out. So let's start with you, Stacey.
Okay.
What is the absolute worst gift that a woman could give her man?
Oh, could give her man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because I'm on the receiving end. Isn't that a woman? I'm like, what's the worst gift he could give me?
Mm-hmm. Selfish. Selfish.
I was really starting with me.
Yeah,
you know.
All about you already, right?
What is the worst gift a woman could give a man? Well, in my opinion, first of all, a woman giving a man a gift anyway, he should be happy. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that men should give flower women with lots and lots of gifts falling out of the sky everywhere. There should be everywhere, ladies. Don't you agree when you wake up in the morning? But okay, so then I woke up. The worst gift I could give a man, honestly, is some type of, I don't know, like a, just a, it depends on where the relationship is, a pair of gloves. Like,
that's just, assuming that you love him.
Oh, if I love him, then I've been paying attention the whole year.
Exactly.
I've been taking notes.
That's right, because if you've been paying attention the whole year, that means you've only been with him a year.
Okay, so right. Then there is no worse gift.
There's
because
no
if I love him, I'm gonna put all sorts of love, and if I just get him a card and I don't write anything in it, that would be the worst gift.
Yeah. Or maybe if you like did the finger paint with the hard macaroni on the construction paper and said, Merry Christmas, baby, or something like
that. Some men may like that, Harold.
They just may. All right, so Janks. Janks, what is the worst gift that you would give your mate?
Well, I'm in a different hemisphere. I'm in the married hemisphere, so it's my mind is just in a different place. Like, literally, if I gave my wife something to try to coax her or manipulate her to do something, like
manipulate,
yeah, you know, like a washing machine, like,
are you serious?
A dishwasher, you know, something to get something from her, like not giving her something just from the heart, you know. So it's when you get the, like, if my wife got me a lawnmower, I would lose my mind because
okay.
She says I don't cut the grass enough, you
okay.
know. So married people just navigate a little bit differently than that. So it's, you can tell, I think, like Stacey said, when it's from the heart and I'm in tune with what you are, I will give you something that is for you without me wanting any type of, you know, feedback or reciprocity.
You know, yesterday we did a relationship show, Jenks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe we should have had you on that show. We had counselors.
Yeah, we have fun.
Yeah, man, because if you really what happened to romance? What happened to, you know, shopping all day for that one special gift, Jenks?
I'm married with kids.
Oh, that's
like
just,
a whole bad. So last night we were flying into D.C. There's five of us. You know, you don't have time for, you know. Here's romance. Her charger's not. She forgot to pack her charger. I stopped by the thing on the way from Popeyes inside the airport and get her another charger. That's romantic.
Wow. Okay.
That's thoughtful, though, Jinx, I have to say.
Yeah.
Jinx, that is thoughtful.
Yeah, so it becomes, like I said, the married sphere is just a different. I'm not courting. I'm not dating. I'm not trying to. When affection, I'm not trying to seek approval. We're utilitarian. We're trying to manage the family and uplift each other while we're at it. So it's not romance. Just looks different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, she comes in, I take her coat off and rub her feet.
Oh, well, there, there's
like,
that.
That's heaven.
Yeah.
That is heaven.
For like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can
go back to that. You remember that time I rubbed your feet, like back in January.
In January?
I can tell you one of the worst gifts to receive.
What's that?
I, as a single woman, if a man gives me a gift basket like with like cookies and cake and cheese, you know, just cheese and crackers, it's like, and we're dating, like, oh.
Yeah, that's
because
that's,
first
that's
of all, I'm thinking,
all.
Did
yeah.
somebody give that to you?
Mm-hmm. Re-gifting.
Re-gifting.
Mm-hmm.
That would be horrible, right?
Yeah,
right.
Especially if they're like Clairol products in there or something, you know.
You know, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first of the year, I'm going on a diet, so why are you giving me this?
Yeah, see, that's bad. And then, in addition to that, if he gives you a Thighmaster, then what?
Oh.
Yeah, that would be horrible. What is that saying?
I know.
Harold.
What is that saying?
Yeah, so that's saying. You don't agree with them. Harold, so like that, a Thighmaster is saying that's you know, even though I might, what, okay, here it is. My wife gave me a great compliment just about 2 weeks ago. She's kind of struggled with her weight since she's had the last baby. Mm-hmm. And she said, you've never said anything about my shape or my size or getting it better or making anything, because I love you any way it is. It don't make no difference to me. You know, I'm going to work with you if you want me to, but I'm not here to be the critic. That's romantic in its own twisted little married way. It's just we navigate differently once you get married. It's just a different thing.
Is she sitting next to you?
Yeah, because I heard men usually do that 15 over, 15 under. If I marry you 15, I don't need you to go 15 over or 15 under. You haven't heard that?
Yeah, 15
Never.
Over or 15
or
under.
Or you start looking side-eyed at your woman. That's what I heard men do.
Yeah,
now, I'm not married, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't even sound right. That's superficial and judgmental, really.
I know it doesn't sound right, but
not good at all. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Free Your Mind Friday, and we're talking about gift giving to your loved one. What does it say about you? What's the worst gift that your loved one has ever given you? What's the worst gift you've ever given a loved one? And, hey, what does that say about your relationship? Let's go to Ron. Ron, calling from Hyattsville. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. I thought it was about dating, multiple dating, but...
We are going to get to... You know what, Ron? Go ahead and ask your question, because we have the multiple dating expert right here.
And my wife is here with me as well.
That doesn't apply to you, right?
Yeah. Right, but it applies in a certain way, because I think that you should date multiple people before you're married, so that when you become married, you've kind of gotten it out of your system, so to speak. I've had friends who've gotten married, and then, you know, 5 years in, they're like, well, I only dated one person, and, you know, now I have the urge to want to date again after they're married and heading down the divorce road. So I think it's okay to date multiple people before you're married. I think it's a good thing.
Okay. Now, your wife is right there, so I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes.
When you met her, was she dating multiple people?
Yes, I was.
Yes. Oh, hey, there she is.
My wife.
She said,
yeah. I was a single female. So, yes, I was dating multiple people. I don't think that when you're young and this is just my belief,
mm-hmm.
I think you should date multiple people, because that one person may be out there that you really, really love, and you may just stop at somebody who's abusive to you. You may date that one person for 5 years and really not know that person. So you should date multiple people to get to know them. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily have sex with everyone you're dating.
No.
And I can honestly say in the book, I talk about, basically the premise of the book is single women give their most precious gift, monogamy, to men who have yet to show themselves deserving. And that is basically what I'm saying is, ladies, wait until a man shows himself deserving of you. Is he dependable? Is he inspiring? Is he complimentary? Yes. Is he enhancing? And that's no sex, no anything, until he shows himself deserving. So, sister, we on the same page.
But here's my...
You don't have to give in. You have a lot of men out here that the woman thinks that, oh, I'm going to settle down with him because he has a nice car, he has a nice house. But this guy's in family-oriented. And later on down the line, you find out, okay, you married him. He doesn't want to have children. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be around your family. He's not that guy for you.
Exactly.
So it's too late by then. Okay. It's not too late, but it's harder to get out of that relationship.
Well, real quick before I go, because I do have one more. What's your name, Ron's wife? What's your name?
Kiki.
There you go. I like that. Did Ron know that you were dating multiple men? That was my question when you met him.
Yeah, I did know.
You
I
did know? Know.
Good for you, Ron.
Good for you.
I did, but I had to go through the weed and seed program and get them out. And help her purge her system of them before I got her, you know, on my program.
Do you hear this, James?
Wow.
I like Ron and Kiki.
Yeah, okay.
That's off to you, Ron.
Yeah. One final thing for you, Ron, before I let you go. Have you done your Christmas shopping for Kiki?
No, he has not.
No, I haven't, but it'll be done by tonight. It's going to happen tonight. That's actually where we're going now.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. We are going. Oh, so no surprise.
And no re-gifting.
Yeah. There we go.
No, not at all.
No. All right. Look, Merry Christmas to both of you. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Free Your Mind Friday. And get it off of your chest. What is bothering you? Of course, we're talking about the best and worst gifts to give your mate. What is the worst gift that you've ever, you know, received from your mate? And what does that say about your relationship? Okay, so here's the thing. What if you are, perhaps Stacey J, thinking about getting a ring and you get earrings?
I was honestly, let me tell you something. First of all, men, don't show up with any small boxes. Mm-hmm. None. Like, women, a small box. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Because you're giving me the box, and then my eyes are getting big.
Especially if it's a little blue box.
It's a little blue box.
Yeah.
And then you're handing me the bag, and I'm like, okay. And then I'm so excited, and then I open it, and some earrings.
Mm.
Or like some bracelet or something.
Mm.
I don't even care if it's diamonds. Mm. If it ain't the diamond.
It's not the diamond.
If it's not the diamond that goes on my left hand, yes, it's not.
But you mentioned bracelet. So what if it's a larger jewelry box? So the only jewelry that you would be interested in is
at that point. Don't give me no jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just really no.
Have you done it, Jenks?
What, proposed or given a box? I'm sorry. You're taking me back, man. I've given 3 rings away, and it's funny, my wife and I now, we don't wear rings, and it's not like a statement or anything. It's just, you know, you just don't wear them. Cause,
why not?
The truth is kind of graphic. Like, I got a fungal infection in my finger one time.
Okay, thanks. You could have saved that.
TMI.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. No, but it's...
But you haven't had that forever.
Right, no, but... And the funny thing of it is, the 3 rings that I gave away before I got married, including my ex-wife, the other one, it was just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking back on it now, it was just wrong because it became like this event or this like circus and for her friends and her family and it didn't hold the substance. The relationship didn't have the substance or the character to survive. But the event was glorious. I proposed at the top of the Eiffel Tower, I swear to God.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, James.
I really did.
Nice.
But, you know, it was, and that's not to say her fault, my fault. It's just that the relationship did not have the character or the substance to survive.
Wow, I am getting depressed.
That's
okay.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Happy Merry Christmas.
It's these two different hemispheres that we navigate. I mean, we, Harold.
Yeah.
We've been that single guy, and the lens, It's like we're sitting on this trade secret on the married side that hopefully I can give you a little bit. Some of the things that we uplift and elevate, or even when it comes to gifting,
mm-hmm.
it's just not a deal. Like, literally, they said they're going to go Christmas shopping now. We're out of town. My wife is in New Jersey. I'm in D.C. We're all headed to Atlanta, like, on Christmas Day. We got stuff for the kids, but for each other, that's just not the deal.
See, we're gonna have to fight about that, Jenks, because I have some thoughts about that, too. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Gift giving, what does it say about your relationship, or what does it not say about your relationship, whether it's your spouse, longtime girlfriend, boyfriend, your boo, someone that you just met late in the year, and Christmas is coming around and you feel that you need to do whatever to make sure that you express to them. I want to hear from you. Also, if you have some horror stories, I'll let you tell your gift giving or gift receiving horror story as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before we go to a break, Stacey J, what is your web address for people who want to get in contact with you?
Absolutely. My website is Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-I-J-A-E, Johnson.com. And my Instagram is at S-T-A-C-I-I-J-A-E.
Okay. And we're going to be posting that information on our website, as always, after 8:30 tonight. But stay with us, Stacey J. And Jenks Morton, boy, we've got much more to talk about. Lines are open. I want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More Free Your Mind Friday in just a bit.